Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm just looking at the map. It's just red everywhere. It's gonna be hot. My D is texting me. She's out just going for a little walk before she starts her day. And she's listening. She's like, pickleball for JP. The problem is, I know you've played pickleball and you've never been challenged by it. You don't particularly enjoy it.
It's okay.
You did our pickleball open, which is a little more competitive. And I thought you were kind of into it, but not really. Like, you're not really into pickleball either, right?
Yeah, I'd rather. I mean, I play tennis. Like, in terms of hobbies, like, I'll play tennis from time to time. You know, Drab plays more with him now, but he became friends with John through me. We play tennis from time to time. And, like,
what if you play pickleball with legit good players that are better than you? It's not challenging?
I don't particularly like it.
Okay.
It's okay. It's like saying you can throw pickleball, racquetball. There's a million sports. I don't particularly like it.
Okay, so you're out. I buy it. You're out. You grew up bowling. How about bowling? Get into a bowling league.
Again, not that size. I think the truth is, in my 30s.
Silly. I love bowling.
Look, it's a long time. I'm 54 years old at this point. But throughout my 30s, really all the way until I tore my ACL, I played basketball three times a week.
It's over.
I know.
Let it go. It's over.
But that's what I prefer.
Okay. It's over. Now you got to find a new hobby. So athletically, so you're taking athletics out because it's hoops or nothing?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
I might just, you know, find some 50-year-old league and play
those
over 50.
Those are so bad. Those are so terrible.
Billiards.
Pool. You don't like pool?
Nah.
Dude, when I had a pool table, I used to get sized. I would just go down there for hours and try to...
By yourself?
Just to, like, control the
problem you
just
have... The problem you have when you're older is... You know, I had a ping pong table for a while.
You need a partner.
Yeah, you need a partner. The only guy I played with, and it was literally almost 30 years ago, was Cakes when we carpooled.
Dude, you could get those things. You get like 50 balls, and it just feeds you balls. You'd be like the little Asian girls.
Yeah, nah.
You work on your forehand all day.
Nah, and then I kind of lost my zeal after Rom worked me.
You know what it is?
When Rom beats you.
I think he's out on it. It can't be anything athletic.
When Rom drums you, you kind of get disheartened, EB. And Rom, now... I think I was more competitive than Cakes, but like, it's pretty mind-boggling that Rom can drum you in anything.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. It's ping pong. It's a nothing. But okay, I think it's out. I think nothing athletic is going to work for you because your heart is in hoops and everything else pales. So I think it has to be.
I mean,
has to be something else.
I may. Look, you might not like it, but I may go back to coaching a little bit more. We'll see.
No. Coaching's unbelievable. I just think it's weird if you're coaching little kids. You should coach high school. Go coach the high school somewhere. That I think is awesome. Are you kidding? Amazing. Get into coaching. That's a great hobby.
What about Lego sets? Like
no chance.
He's not into that.
I mean, come on.
He's not into that.
I'm not into puzzles.
He's not into like card collecting. Would be like Ant or whatever, the guy that called yesterday.
Yeah.
By the way, I put a face to the name when you were tweeting a picture of Ant. You know, I've seen that guy a million times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
Tori looks like he lives with his mom.
He does.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Card collecting out.
Yeah,
I just don't think you're going to be a gamer. I don't think that's your thing.
Probably not. But if there was like a game that's like you weren't a gamer, but you got sucked in for 1 or 2 years to Splinter Cell.
Well, I was 25. Totally different era.
You were 25. You were 30, 33, 34. 32.
All right, same thing. That's 20 years ago. How about like home improvement stuff?
Mar came and was pitching that. You know, the truth is, my dad was very, very handy, right? He was a builder, was a stonemason before he got educated and everything.
God,
and he built part of our house.
Be obsessed with your house.
I sucked at it all.
Be obsessed with like power wash everything.
I know your brother kind of has learned on the fly. And
my brother's constantly redoing bathrooms and kitchens and all that. Do that.
Not my thing. I'll figure out my thing. Maybe it'll be gaming. I like playing. You know what? It's a way maybe I can stay connected with my son while he's in college. Because you can just do it online.
I think there's something to be said for that. I like that idea. Sorry, I've got too many freaking... Where's my mouse for this? Oh, here it is.
There
for the calls.
Go.
All right, let's go to Kevin.
Mar had a good point.
Yeah.
Is that JP's looking for a hobby, but I don't think JP wants to take the time to learn the hobby. He said
to grind it.
Yeah, he says JP wants a hobby, but he wants to be immediately good at it.
He wants to be at level 100, and you got to put in the blood, sweat, and tears. Nothing good happens overnight.
Right.
I think Mar might be onto something with that. Like he wants to discover a talent that he secretly has that he didn't know about.
There aren't many of those.
That's hard. Yeah, like that's hard to do.
He doesn't heed his own advice because he's always telling his daughter about hard work, hard work, hard work. But JP also doesn't have the patience.
What about guitar?
I mean, I've got plenty of projects that are hard work. Yeah, I tried when I got divorced and I was, in a 2-bedroom apartment by myself.
You tried to figure something
out? I tried to bring back the guitar. I got my guitar from childhood because I played guitar, and just fiddling around by myself wasn't my thing.
I'm sized for a jam session later.
JP?
Yeah.
Listen, I know JP. God bless him. I played instruments when I was little too. He's in the same boat as me.
Yeah.
We need the notes
need
written
the
out.
Music.
You could read the music, and that's
I mean, I
could
play some chords.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Look, I was in a. I used to have to play in the church for a couple years, and there were 3 guys on guitar. I was number 3. I was not the lead guy.
My dad learned it.
Yeah, some people do that
in his
for
retirement.
Sure.
No, I can play guitar.
I know. If you can, you already have the bones.
He
already
has
the bones.
He has the bones, but
I think my dad has a gift.
No, but maybe your dad's naturally a little bit more musical than he ever knew.
Can your dad hear a song on the radio and play it without any sheet music?
Try
because I cannot.
It
no, he can't do that.
Right.
He strums that thing and annoys my mom every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, he gets pleasure from it. JP doesn't really get pleasure from it. I'm telling you, it's out. I've seen him play guitar. I know his guitar history. It ain't it. I don't think music is his thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to
Kevin. I'm not particularly gifted. The truth is, I played guitar with another guy who ended up playing in college bands, who's good, our boy Mike. And, we had the same guitar teacher.
No.
He became silly, and I sucked.
Yeah, he could hear music and play it.
Right.
That ain't you.
He played piano without ever taking a lesson.
It's not you. Let's go to Kevin in Waldorf. Kevin, what's up?
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Hey, doing
great. What's up, Kevin?
I got a perfect hobby. I just took it up last year, and I'm around. I'm 55.
All right.
And
perfect.
And I love it. Get a Harley Davidson and...
Hey, that's a great. That's great.
Could you see me with a Harley?
Yeah.
Everybody I ride with is over 50.
Right. The only thing is, I just know I would kill myself.
Believe me, I've got a neighbor. I got a neighbor that's maybe 10 years older, and I on Sunday mornings at about 8 o'clock in the morning, it seems like maybe it's 9 o'clock in the morning. You'll just hear this roar.
Right.
And he's getting out for his weekly ride.
You love that one.
Yeah, I kind of got
you love that one.
Perked up.
I'm scared of that.
Have Jess on the back.
I'd be scared of that. I honestly am a wuss. I'm afraid I would die. I would hit a pothole or something, then go flying off it, or
it's like the Sons of Anarchy. Hey, what? All right, I got one more. I got one more for
one
you.
More,
one more.
One more thought.
What about barbecuing? You become a pit master.
Cooking. He's not into cooking.
No. That's not cook. Barbecuing more manly.
Right. Like do you having a smoker?
Yeah, have a smoker.
It's not. Look. I travel in circles of all these dads. There are so many dads who are into their smoker and their brand new grill and
what's
all
the
that
green
stuff.
Thing that everybody gets? What's that thing?
The egg.
Yeah, you gotta get the egg.
I hear you got the how's your blah 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 going. Not my thing. I like the end result when I'm at their place and then they give me a rack of barbecue ribs. I'm cool with that.
He's not gonna slave over it.
Yes.
Listen, there has to be a competitive element to it.
No, you can do barbecue competitions.
Yeah. That's true.
He's also not going to spend any money.
You think?
He's too cheap to spend thousands of dollars on something. I mean,
Dr.
Burka just texted me and said, JP should learn how to fly. JP would never pay for lessons to learn how to fly.
That one I might be intrigued with down the road. But yeah, EB's more onto it just my personality. Like I would be more into, and I don't think I'm going to do it. But like, we have a friend who's into jiu-jitsu. You know, taking lessons like that, boxing classes, that sort of thing.
You still want to do boxing?
Just get back into it.
You done that. Yeah, it's over.
No, but it's just taking the classes and, you know.
All right, but
fun.
That's not going to really satisfy your need, I don't think. Unless you went on like a total like wellness thing.
No, but like the martial arts and things like that are interesting.
Yeah, what about yoga? Be a yoga dude.
Yeah.
Is that too macho? He's too macho for that.
It has nothing to do with macho. It's just... I've never enjoyed it. I've tried all those things.
Yoga's butt hard. It's freaking torture. Let's go to Larry. Larry, what's up? How about trains? Why'd you get into trains?
That's you.
Like Bobby Bacala.
I like trains.
That's you.
I could totally build a train set.
He set up a train village and everything.
I love a train set.
Go buy Blue Comet.
Yeah. I wish I was a kid and had a little trainer on my Christmas tree.
Well, real quickly, gentlemen, my dad used to drive real trains. He was an engineer for Southern Railroad.
Become a train engineer.
career. Side hustle.
No. But the thing is that the gentleman that called in earlier that had the stroke, electric football, gentlemen, is a great hobby. You get to travel. You also can play
football.
How do you
control that? The thing just vibrates?
It vibrates. But the thing is that you tweak the bases to make them do exactly what you want them to do. We can get him to go around corners.
How do you pass?
Get him to have you pass with that quarterback that has that arm up over his head, put the ball up there, and you throw and you hit the receiver.
EB had that when we were growing up. EB had that. And I remember trying to play. We were horrible at that. I feel like you had it up in your blue room.
But there's going to be a major tournament here. There's going to be a major tournament here at the end of July out in Lithicum where you'll have guys come in from all around the country. We don't play for money because integrity goes out the door, so we play for bragging rights as well as trophies.
Wow.
So, but the thing is that I sat down with Drab roughly about a month and a half ago at U All Station, and I'm the guy who actually paints the men's for people all around the country. So he
what
got
does
to
he do?
See I paint
paints
the figures.
Yeah, he paints the figures. Like they come molded white or whatever, and he'll paint the Dolphins logos on it on 53 miniature guys or whatever.
How about that? How about painting?
Yeah, I'm horrible at that.
Yeah.
I don't think
you're artistic. I'm not artistic.
My dad painted. I have some of his paintings in our house.
Yeah.
Didn't pass that
Literally,
down to me
none
either.
Of your dad's gifts passed on to you.
Very little.
Are you 100% sure he's your DNA?
I am.
All right, let's go to George in Waldorf. George, what's up?
Frisbee golf. That's what EB needs to do. I got a quick story.
I'm not doing frisbee golf.
No, I'm kidding. It sucks. I got a quick story. I'm up on Capitol Hill. I got a lot of guys that work for me. I'm standing with the stonemasons. Got the junkies on as usual.
Nice.
And EB said,
by the way, my dad was a stonemason when he first came to this country.
Well, that's JP that said that. JP said that.
JP. Yeah, he says my dad was a stonemason until he got educated. They all looked up at me.
My dad came to this country when he was 17, and U.S. Army, he was able to do GI Bill, and he was a stonemason in Baltimore for many, many years, but he went to Hopkins and ultimately got a master's degree in economics and international relations and became an economist. So,
absolutely. It was just the context we all started laughing.
Yeah, that
I
is
said,
funny.
Well, we're not talking about you fellas. It's a little different.
Yeah. All right. Well, stay cool out there, man. You got some water for the boys today?
Oh, the boys got plenty of water. Beer later.
All right. Perfect. All right. Thank you, George. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. See you on Trivia Day.
All right, pal. What's Trivia Day?
Game Show Wednesday. Maybe he's one of the. Maybe he's a prize pig.
Is he a prize pig that calls in all the time? Could be.
I didn't recognize the number.
The thing is, I think whatever hobby you settle on, it has to be competitive. I just know how you are. It has to be involved.
I do like team sports.
Sure. What about chess?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't think so.
Do you like chess?
It's okay. It's okay. But I was never into it. Like I feel like you got into it for at least a few months where you were playing online.
Not really.
My uncle's big into chess.
I'm legit too dumb for it.
Yeah.
So
I'm okay.
I mean, I can play basic chess. I can't think 19 moves ahead.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not into, in terms of the game, going back to the gaming conversation, like when you say gaming, you do think video games, but I think the article really was saying that there are a lot of people, and I've never been into this, that do games. Now it's online, so it's considered gaming stuff like Words with Friends. You know, I'm not a crossword puzzle guy. There are people that love, that spend time doing crossword puzzles and things like that.
Well, I think that's when you're at the end of the road.
My dad did the Washington Post every day.
That's when you're like literally just sitting in a rocking chair and there's not much going on. You're still too vibrant.
Yeah, but my dad did all that stuff, all the handy stuff, gardening and all that stuff.
Right.
But he would, first of all, I could never solve them.
Yeah, I can't even solve
them. I'm not that smart. Not that bright.
You know what? So. Maybe you're right. Just go play old man basketball. It's embarrassing, but go play with a bunch of 60-year-old dudes.
800-636-1067 is the number. A little bit later, we're going to have EB's, I think it's probably the final film study, because the draft is tomorrow. I guess we could slide one in tomorrow.
Get another one.
Got a film study breakdown coming up, because the Wizards have their draft tomorrow night. Got Bears Verluga from the Washington Post and Jimmy Patsos to fill us in on the NBA draft, all right here on the Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.